T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10 o'clock, Sports Radio 94. WIP, Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Tuesday night, the night before the NBA season starts for the Sixers. We know a couple games tip tonight. And I got to tell you, I was excited to come in here tonight thinking this weekend, like, all right, we talk some Eagles and try to unpack our feelings on Sirianni and Hurts and what really matters the rest of the season and get excited for the Sixers tomorrow night. And then today happened. And then Ben Simmons pulled a stunt, and Ben Simmons was kicked out of practice, and I'm sitting there waiting to watch some dumb live stream of Ben Simmons talk, and he doesn't show up because, you know, he wasn't there anymore because he got kicked out of practice. This situation has gone from you know, ugly to wherever you want to, whatever word you want to use for it now. But I am past the point now with Ben Simmons and the Sixers at blaming the player. I think there's a very simple rule that we all can apply to real life, to sports, to whatever we're talking about. When someone tries to tell you who they are, when someone tries to tell you, screams at you who they are, what matters to them, it's probably a good thing to listen. So am I annoyed at Ben Simmons for sabotaging practice today, for wearing sweatpants at practice yesterday, for probably having a phone in his pocket yesterday, for being insubordinate, for being ridiculous, for conning everyone? No, I'm not mad at Ben Simmons anymore. I'm done. Like, I'm done being mad at Ben Simmons. But you know why? Because Ben Simmons has told us for years now, this is who he is. He doesn't care about helping the Sixers win. He doesn't care about getting better. He cares about himself. He cares about his own agenda, which right now is obviously to try to get out of Philadelphia. I'm not mad at Ben Simmons today. I'm not annoyed. And in fact, I no longer blame Ben Simmons for where we are today. For the fact the Sixers boarded a plane today to play their first game and their point guard making $34 million a year wasn't on it. I'm not upset at Ben Simmons anymore for basically just throwing a grenade in practice today and refusing to participate like a petulant child. You know why? Because he told everyone he's a petulant child. Ben Simmons has told us for years who he is, what he is, his level of mental fortitude, his level of will to improve. He's told us all. And guess what? A select group of fans in this city, maybe you, me for a time, we ignored it. Pretended I would change. Ah, just give it time. It'll change. It hasn't changed. But worse than us believing it as fans, because I think we're conditioned to want to expect the best and hope for all these athletes to reach their ceiling. That's what we're conditioned to as fans. Like, maybe this will work out. I think by nature, despite a reputation of being pessimistic here in Philadelphia, I think we're actually more optimistic than anything when things start out. Like, this will work. Sure. We'll talk ourselves into this crap. The process, let it roll. This will work. We do it all the time. We talk ourselves into things working out. So I'm no longer blaming Ben Simmons for today. And you could tell me I'm crazy on this. That's fine. I'm not. Ben Simmons acted ridiculous today in the middle of practice and got thrown out like some sort of JV juvenile 12, 13-year-old. That's what he acted like today. But I blame the Sixers, and specifically I blame Daryl Morey for us being here right now. Daryl Morey came here with a reputation of being one of the smartest executives in the NBA. And you know what I've observed over the year plus he's been here, or year or so he's been here? He's one of the most stubborn executives in the league. I go back to last year. This whole thing started a year ago when the Sixers were in conversations with the Rockets to get James Harden and Ben Simmons on the table. And, you know, there's different reports out there that the Rockets really want to trade him here and that the owner get involved. And there was a story, you know, that maybe the Sixers refused to put Tyrese Maxey in the deal. Whatever it was, I'm under the belief that if you offer an overwhelming package and the other team doesn't, you get the player. and the Sixers didn't offer the overwhelming package, they didn't get the player. They had an opportunity last year to cash Ben Simmons in for something great and improve their title odds, and they didn't do it. Daryl Morey got scared, and he cost the Sixers. And now, this whole thing has gone from bad to worse. And Ben Simmons, a baby, asked out, doesn't want to be here, upset he got criticized by his coach and Joel Embiid and blah, 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 blah. All the stuff we heard over the summer. But here's why I'm frustrated with the Sixers. When things like this happen, when situations like this arise in the NBA, they don't get better. They don't get better, and players' value doesn't go up. Daryl Morey and the Sixers misread this entire thing. The Sixers have been misreading the Ben Simmons situation from the jump when they made him the number one overall pick. And they anointed him a point guard when he actually couldn't shoot the basketball. And they gave him a max contract. And they brought Jimmy Butler in, and they knocked Jimmy Butler out of here because of Ben Simmons. They have been misreading the room on Ben Simmons from the minute he arrived in Philadelphia. And they misread the room again. This summer rolled around, and Ben and his agent asked for a trade. And, you know, Daryl Morey's like, oh, we'll see. We'll see. And they didn't get what they wanted. You know why? Because the league told them, you're not worth anything. He's not worth the superstar. We're not trading. You know, we're not swapping our star for that guy who can't shoot a basketball in the sport of basketball. So no one was trading the Sixers star. But Daryl Morey said, oh, we'll wait. Well, we're not going to give him what he wants. We'll wait. And now Ben Simmons is sabotaging the season. He's doing it in a cowardly way, but he's sabotaging the season. So I'm past the point of blaming Ben Simmons. I'm past the point of being annoyed at Ben Simmons. I'm annoyed at the Sixers. Daryl Morey is more to blame for what happened today than Ben Simmons. If you coddle a spoiled kid, guess what? The kid is spoiled. If you're a parent and you bring a kid who acts out and has, you know, emotional issues and goes and acts out all the time and screams and yells, you bring him to a formal event and they scream and yell, don't blame the kid. You brought him. The Sixers are the ones that are bringing the emotional kid and the kid that's immature to a formal event. They're trying to bring him into a season. This is not going to work out. And if they think they're just going to wake up tomorrow and there'll be value for Ben Simmons, I've got news for them. It's not happening. I don't understand the thought process from Daryl Morey, who, you know, I think this town would say, oh, Daryl Morey knows what he's doing. Okay. I'd like to see how this ends well for the Sixers. I'd love it to. I mean, I'm rooting for it to end well. I don't believe it's going to. You know, we've seen this in the NBA, and never do we see a reconciliation or a happy ending. And unlike other players, Jimmy Butler in the past, James Harden, who have shown high-level skill sets that a lot of teams would covet and they could put them over the top, there's not one team in the NBA that could look at Ben Simmons as he is today and say he's going to put us over the top. So no one's going to knock the Sixers' door down to get this guy. This franchise has botched this entire thing from draft to development to contract to coddling to give him whatever he wants to then not listening when it ended. Like, sometimes a relationship ends, you got to accept it, and you got to move on. And the Sixers refuse to do it. This is on Daryl Morey. This is on the Sixers. It's on Doc Rivers, all of them. Like, they all thought that they could just, we'll handle it, guys. Just give us time. We'll handle it. And now what? Like, do you realize how ridiculous it is for the Sixers to sit there and say, we'll get better value for him in a couple months? From who and why? From who and why? Like, the Sixers have to wake up, and Daryl Morey has to wake up and realize his player is overpaid and not that valuable on a basketball court. So holding out just makes him look like, I mean, he just looks ridiculous. The Sixers look ridiculous, and they got painted into a corner to look ridiculous by this guy. 215-592-9494. I think we're all frustrated. But in every sense of frustration and every, you know, form of frustration you have, there's more frustration at one side than the other. I'm more frustrated, and I blame the Sixers more, specifically Daryl Morey, for where we are right now than Ben Simmons. He told us what he is. I mean, over and over. It's nothing's changed. Ben Simmons is about himself. Ben Simmons has no will to improve, and he doesn't really care about the franchise. And that's been obvious now for a while. So what happened today, if it surprised you, I don't think you're paying attention. This is who this person is. It's who he is as a player, as an athlete. His agent is guiding him there. He's petulant and a child. The Sixers enabled him for a while and now refuse to accept that they botched this thing so bad, there's no value here. Like, when I hear Adrian Wojnarowski saying, they're not going to just trade him for role players, they're waiting on a star. Oh, cool. I mean, just keep waiting. Keep waiting. I'm sure those calls are going to come in tomorrow, Daryl. It'll work out. Like, I really believe Daryl Morey thinks he's going to wait it out until someone else in the NBA, an actual star, forces their way out, and he'll say, well, I have Ben Simmons for you. Well, they might be waiting a while, and there's a season to play here. Sometimes the smartest guy in the room can actually be the smartest guy in the room by just taking a deep breath and doing what's best for the team. Like, the idea that Ben Simmons is going to net a great return is so ludicrous at this point, so ludicrous that the Sixers look like the laughing stock of the NBA. Nobody's trading a star for this player. And guess what? I mentioned a few minutes ago that people tell you who they are if you listen. If you really listen to people, whether the way they talk, the way they act, the way they interact with people, you know, just in general. Like, I'm reading stories today about Ben Simmons refusing to say hi to security guards over at Camden when he goes to the facility. If you observe people for long enough, you know who they are. You know what kind of person they are. And the Sixers just have thought here that Ben would change or they could change the status quo. No. And the league has also told the Sixers who Ben Simmons is. The league has. Do you actually think they've gotten any legitimate offers for him with a high-level player? I don't. I really don't. I mean, when you read stories like the Kings are willing to talk about De'Aaron Fox or Halliburton, who are nice young players, and I would take them for Ben Simmons, but we're not willing to include those players who are nice, but like they're not the next great players in the league. When you hear they're not willing to talk about those guys for Ben Simmons, it should tell you a little bit about his value. Nobody really wants this guy. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame more for where we are right now? Who do you blame more for where we are with Ben Simmons? I mean, just completely sabotaging a practice today, running away from the media. I think there's zero chance he plays a game in a Sixers uniform again. And this thing is just torpedoing a season. Who do you blame more, the Sixers or Ben Simmons? Because I'm done blaming Ben. I mean, I've done that enough over the years. He is what he is. He screamed to everyone here what he is. The Sixers are the party that refused to listen. I blame the Sixers more. And specifically, I blame Daryl Morey. He had a chance to make a franchise-changing deal last year. Didn't do enough to do it. This summer, when the trade should have been executed, he waited to get what he wanted. And now, I believe he's losing leverage by the second. Because every minute this happens, it's sabotaging the season, and teams know that. You think teams are going to line up 2 weeks from now and say, oh, remember that offer I made you in August, Daryl? I'll give you more today. No! The opposite is going to happen. He's going to get less. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Let's discuss all this tonight. I blame the Sixers more for what is happening here because I just look at this as a situation where they had all the information about this player, about his attitude. They know who his agents are, and they ignored it because they thought they could handle it, and they didn't. They didn't. This went from bad to worse, and this was simple. It got bad last year. He showed his true colors on the court as a player in Game 7, and then he asked to be traded. That was it. That was when they should have washed their hands with this and said, all right, roll up the offers, call the teams that were interested, or, you know, they had correspondence with, say, give us your best offer and make a move. Boom. Draft night, whatever. Sometime in the summer, get him out of here, move on, build a team in a different way. This is not rocket science. This is basketball. This guy doesn't fit. He's not good enough, doesn't want to improve, doesn't want to be here. Again, he's screaming to us. He doesn't want to be here, and he's not good enough to win here anyway. And yet, no, there are the Sixers. We'll just wait. We'll wait this thing out. Maybe someone will call tomorrow and offers gold for him. Keep waiting. Keep waiting as they look like the most ridiculous team in the NBA right now. This is on the Sixers. This is on Daryl Morey. Sometimes when the smartest person in the room wants to act like it, they end up with zilch. Nothing. And the Sixers right now have nothing to show for $30-plus million at the point guard position. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame more, Sixers or Ben Simmons, for the circus we have right now? I blame the Sixers more, specifically Daryl Morey. John is in Bucks County. What's up, John?
Joe, how are you?
Good, John. What are you thinking?
Good, man. Good. So I agree with you a lot on this. But it's kind of going to that kid thing. It's like you see if that kid who you're talking about, and which he is 6'11", can do all this. He's been getting hyped up since he was in college. And you see all this, but the only thing that he's not doing, it would make him be great. So we've seen all this, and I think it's more on him because he sucked all of us in. And then I'm glad you brought up the James Harden thing because it sucked Tyrese Maxey in because all of us here, I'll admit I was on that side. I was like, don't trade Tyrese Maxey. And now I just feel dumb about it because you could add a superstar and look where we're at now. But I think it's more on Ben Simmons because it's like he plays everybody. He's not doing the one thing that he needs to do for us to be a championship team, and it sucks for all of his teammates and all that stuff. And it's just, I think it's on him, to be honest.
And the amazing part about all this, John, is that we're it's ruining us as a start of a season. We're like, I have no excitement. I don't know about you, but like the game, the first game is tomorrow night, and usually the night before the first game, I'm psyched. I can't wait, and I have no excitement for the team right now.
I completely agree with you, though. It's crazy. He's completely ruined this franchise. We had Jimmy Butler here, could add James Harden, and now it's just like you're like, you know what? We really lost out because we could have one of those superstars with Embiid for 2 to 3 years. And, yeah, it's on Daryl Morey a little, but, I mean, Ben Simmons is the one who's refusing to shoot. We thought it was Brett Brown, all this stuff, and it's just look where we are. So now you're right. I'm not excited at all, and I guess we'll see how the team does.
Yeah, and it's a shame. John, I appreciate your phone call. It's a shame because I think the objective for the Sixers for the past 3 or 4 years, when they started to realize how good Embiid was and we know about his fragile health and body, I think the biggest objective they had over there was not to waste Joel Embiid's prime. I think it's guided a lot of the moves they've made over the past 3-4 years. So let's not waste whatever amount of years we get with Joel Embiid. And they're wasting it. Like, starting tomorrow night, you can't objectively say the Sixers are maximizing Joel Embiid's career because they're taking the floor tomorrow night a man down because their own decisions to keep this player. I mean, they're literally taking the floor tomorrow night in Joel Embiid's, what, 7th year in the league? This coming up, I believe this is number 7 for Joel. His 7th year in the league. And they'll take the floor tomorrow night without their second highest paid player, their number 2 player, quote unquote, and taking the floor a lesser team because they didn't make a move to at least get something back for him. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame more, Ben Simmons or the Sixers for where we are? And I specifically blame Daryl Morey. He's in charge right now, and he's letting this thing become a circus. Let's talk to Mitch, who is in Phoenix. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Joe. Let's go back to the Atlanta series. Let's say Ben finishes that series 16-9-10, his normal stats, and they beat the Atlanta Hawks, which they should have. And they lose to Milwaukee, which they should have, because they're the best team last year in the NBA. Would you be okay with Ben this year?
I would rather him be gone, but I think it'd be different. Yeah, I mean, I think the whole situation would feel different if it didn't. Like, yeah, there's no way to go back and not see what we saw in the playoffs last year. I think it'd be different, Mitch.
Well, you heard me. All you guys have heard me on both stations. I didn't like Ben 3-4 years ago. He had tremendous trade value 3-4 years ago, which with some very good teams that would have given him some quality players. But everybody said I was crazy. He's only going to get better. Look at his defensive skills. Look at his height. Look at the way he finds the open man. He's going to get better. He's going to develop a jump shot. He's going to do better at the line. No, he's not. Because when guards are good, and I've been following basketball for 60 years. When a guard is good, they're good from day one till they retire because that's what guards do in the NBA.
Yeah, and he wasn't. You know what we did, Mitch? We pretended. We tried to convince ourselves it would change. And the Sixers did. They tried to convince themselves, and they're doing it right now. They're convinced that if they just wait, something good will happen here. I just think it's worse by the day.
Well, let me ask you this. I was going to ask you and Howard. Did either one of you guys, and I'll have to just ask you, did you ever hear of Ben Simmons when he played at LSU?
I mean, I heard of him because I think the game was on ESPN, his first game. You kind of knew he was going to come through the draft and be a top player. But as far as, like, hear of him, I mean, what he did in the games, no, he didn't do much. They didn't win any games.
So you're right. You can't just blame Ben. You just can't blame the present general manager that's only been there a year. You got to blame the Sixers organization mm-hmm. because they chose him number one. I never heard of the guy. I didn't want him. I wanted Brown to play for the Celtics. And then when we realized the guy didn't want to shoot, he can't shoot, he won't jump out to the three-point line and shoot, he can't shoot free throws, why would you want a guard like that?
And not only want him, but pay him and make him one of the face of the team. Mitch preached the phone call. The Sixers have been lying to themselves about Ben Simmons from the jump. They've lied to themselves about what he's going to be, what he's going to become. He's tried to show us. I mean, it's amazing when you think back to all the Ben Simmons moments and Like, I think we all have them with star, you know, quote-unquote star players, when you start to realize they're not what you think they should be. And you kind of have those moments like, that's not good. Did that really happen? The Celtics series when he was young? Brad Stevens just took the guy out. That had to be the lowest form of exposing a player in a series. Like, put the ball in this guy's hands. Back off. Watch what happens. It's embarrassing. And nothing's really changed here. And last year in the playoffs was the worst part of it. But then we fast forward to this summer. I mean, the guy holds a meeting with his agent, sends the agents to go talk to Maurean Rivers, says, I want out. The players try to contact him a couple weeks ago to say, you know, can we come out to your house and talk to you? We want you back. He refuses. He's in here now, apparently not talking to security guards, with his cell phone in his pocket, refusing to take part in defensive drills. Get him out of here. The Sixers have botched this whole thing. Ben is a problem. We all knew that. We've known it for years. Some of us just chose to ignore it. But right now, the bigger issue is Daryl Morey. And the Sixers keep pretending that his value is going to rise or they're going to get something great. This is ridiculous. Like, it gets to a point where I feel like I'm watching someone at a blackjack table or just playing cards. Like, just keep doubling down. It'll get better. Just give me one more hand. It'll get better. It's getting worse, Daryl. It's getting worse. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame more for where we are right now with the Sixers? Ben Simmons or the organization, specifically Daryl Morey? I blame Daryl Morey. He had a chance last year to get an actual generational player in James Harden. Didn't go far enough. And then the summer rolled around, and they could have washed their hands with this, got what the best offer was for Ben. Instead, they chose to drag it out because they want to get a star back for Ben Simmons. I got news for them. They're not getting a star back for Ben Simmons, and this is going to be a cloud over the franchise until they get rid of it. 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone up. I know everyone wants to react to this and talk about where we are with the Sixers right now. The night before the season starts, I had it up to here with Daryl Morey. Like, this guy's brought in to be one of the best executives in the league, and this is happening under his watch. It's not good. I blame Morey more than Simmons right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
728 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Gets you aboard on the show tonight. Coming up 9 o'clock. We'll have Mike O'Connor of Wright's Ricky Sanchez will join the show to talk about. He wrote a piece this weekend, his bold predictions for the season, also his take on Ben and where the Sixers are at, and And this is quite simple for me. Ben Simmons is petulant. He's a baby. He's all these things that we don't like in our athletes in Philadelphia. But the person that's the most to blame for today and the nonsense down at the practice facility and a player wearing sweatpants and a phone in his pocket and not participating in drills isn't Ben Simmons. It's the Sixers. And specifically, it's Daryl Morey. This trade should have been done months ago. He should have been out of here. This player has told the franchise through words and actions who he is and what he is from the day he arrived. And the Sixers have ignored it, paid him, got rid of players to appease him, held on to him, didn't listen when he said he wanted out, and now they're paying for it. Like, this is the way the NBA works. When a player asks out of a certain stature with a certain agent and you try to force them back, this is what happens. They take dynamite to your organization. Remember the Jimmy Butler thing, how he got his way here? When he basically challenged his teammates in practice and embarrassed everybody and screamed at the GM? Like, Ben is not, you know, he's not going to do that because he doesn't have that kind of spine. But this is what they do. They basically just blow the whole thing up until you get rid of them. And the Sixers thought, they'll be fine. We'll just bring him back. No big deal. Tucker, I blame Daryl Morey more for this whole thing because it should not be at this point. We shouldn't be here the night before the season talking about this. The idea that they could have got a star-level player back or just to, like, wait for that day. Like, we could all wait for things that probably won't happen to happen. Keep waiting. I blame Morey and the Sixers more for where we are today than Ben.
Yeah, I mean, Adrian Wojnarowski went on ESPN today. He said that teams still value Ben Simmons. Whether the smart teams actually do is a different question.
Mm-hmm.
I find it funny, the comparison of him to Jimmy Butler. Like, Jimmy Butler blew up the Minnesota Timberwolves like an atom bomb.
Yep.
Ben Simmons, I guess, kind of went off like a sparkler. I mean, the guy is simply apathetic.
Yeah.
Right? And really, the real word is pathetic. The guy just doesn't care. The guy doesn't want to be a basketball player. He wants to be famous. He wants to be rich. He doesn't really want to work for it. And even though the Sixers have kind of, you know, botched it to the point that we're here, the fact that Daryl Morey is under criticism for expecting a basketball player to play basketball, I think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, Ben Simmons is the reason that this is an issue, right? If Ben Simmons decided that, hey, you know what, I know this is going poorly, I know that I don't really want to be here, I know we have our differences, but you know what, I'm going to show up, I'm going to play basketball, I won't make a fuss, may not try all that hard, but at least, you know what, everyone will like me, I'll get along, I'll be nice, and 6 weeks from now I'll be somewhere else. That's fine, because you look at Bradley Beal reportedly might be doing that, there are other players around the league who aren't happy with their decision, but guess what? They still show up to work every day, and Ben Simmons just isn't there for it. And I don't know if Ben Simmons is lazy. I have a hard time looking at what occurred today, and this is kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, really, right? I mean, this has been building for probably 3 years,
mm-hmm.
4 years, like since the day that the Sixers traded for Jimmy Butler, really, is when this whole situation was set into motion.
Yeah.
But everything revolves around Ben Simmons. Like, the idea that Ben Simmons was upset because, you know, everything revolved around Joel Embiid. Well, guess what? They got rid of Jimmy Butler because of you. They had to go get Tobias Harris because there was no one else on the team who could even shoot. They were unable to keep someone like Al Horford, who, although Al Horford was atrocious here, he had no fit with the Sixers because both him and Ben Simmons couldn't stay on the floor at the same time. I mean, everything the Sixers have done in the last 3 years have revolved around trying to get Ben Simmons to become the basketball player that they hoped he would be when they drafted him number one overall. And he's failed at every single turn. And I know at some point, maybe if you're a teacher, if you can't get through to a kid after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you give up, right? Maybe you blame yourself. But
right.
Sometimes you have bad kids, and that's Ben Simmons.
Well, you do. And it's in real life, you can't get rid of your kids. In the NBA, you can. You can trade them away.
Trade them away for other kids.
Let me make this comparison very quickly, and then we'll go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Get your take on who's more to blame for all this, Ben or the Sixers, specifically Daryl Morey. All right. Ben Simmons wanted out of here. He asked out of here. Daryl Morey knew this. And all we've heard for months now is he's holding on to get a star-level player. If you go to a restaurant over and over again, you keep getting a bad meal, okay? And then you go for the 10th time, and you get the worst meal you've ever had, which today might have been the worst meal or worst practice Doc Rivers has ever been a part of. Isn't it on you? Aren't you the moron who keeps going back to the same restaurant? Like, they could keep waiting for the meal to turn good, right? And that'd be the offers. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to wake up, my phone, I'm Daryl Morey, it's going to be ringing off the hook. Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson and Damian Lillard, and they're all going to be offered tomorrow. Or you could start realizing, like, hey, we're not getting anything. The offers are not coming in. Like, there's a point of patience and there's a point of stubbornness. And I think we've reached stubbornness with Daryl Morey. And this season could get botched because of it. 215-592-9494. Daryl is in Downingtown. Daryl is up. Hey, Daryl.
Joe, you're an idiot.
How come?
How can you possibly blame Daryl Morey? Did Daryl Morey sign Ben Simmons to that max deal?
He did not.
No, he inherited it.
Right.
How do you like what Daryl Morey did with the Al Horford deal?
That was a good trade. Nice trade.
That was pretty darn good,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was a good trade, sure.
Okay, so everything Daryl Morey has done has been good.
Daryl, wait a second. How about the trade for George Hill? That was the big trade deadline acquisition last year. How about not getting James Harden, not getting Kyle Lowry?
They had no chance at James. You think James Harden's coming here?
He was traded.
He was traded.
Yeah.
He was never being traded to Philly.
Why?
Why would he come here?
No. When you're traded.
Would you come here or go to the Nets that are stacked?
When you're traded, you don't get the choice. He didn't get the choice. He was traded.
Really?
Really?
Harden didn't have a choice.
He was traded, Daryl. He didn't sign with the Nets. He was traded. You know, there was a report.
Harden had a choice. Harden told them where he would go.
You know, you really. There was a story. There was a story. Daryl.
Players are running the league.
Sure, they are.
LeBron and all his buddies.
Daryl,
then you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, I think you want to make yourself feel better. Daryl Morey had a chance last year to get James Harden. The reports were out there.
Morey had no chance at getting Ben Harden James Harden.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think Daryl Morey's a fool?
No. I think he's pretty sharp basketball guy.
Okay, so I agree with that. So if he's not a fool, then what he did last year by every NBA reporter, down to the end, it was the Sixers and it was the Nets. So by our discussion, by what you think happened, he was played. Because that everyone reported the Sixers were engaged in trade talks with the Rockets.
He should not have gone after Harden.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the opposite. He didn't go hard enough. We have to criticize him. Last year, they had a chance to get a player that would have changed their franchise. And from the reporting, he didn't want to include Tyrese Maxey in the deal. Tyrese Maxey and Ben Simmons and picks. He didn't want to do it. And guess what?
For the reporting. And I don't necessarily believe
Daryl,
that.
Well, Daryl, where are you getting your information from?
Where are you getting your information?
By the people that report on the NBA, right?
And there are people that report on the NBA that said the Sixers had absolutely no chance to get James Harden.
Okay, so those are conflicting
reports. If he was getting played,
yeah.
would you have preferred for Daryl Morey to step out and say, okay, we give up, you guys can have James Harden? Or do you want him to follow it through to the very end to see if he could?
Obviously the second part, and I think he did that. And I believe, and look, we're both just believing what we think, right? It's just a feeling.
Right.
I don't believe he went to the nth degree to get James Harden. I think he waited to see if the Nets would take, the Rockets would take the offer he gave. They didn't. He walked away, and the Nets got him. But like,
and
this,
I disagree.
Okay.
I don't think James Harden was ever coming to the
And that's fine.
Now, let me ask
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Because you don't want to blame Daryl Morey at all. So
no,
okay,
no, I'm guy's not perfect.
Right,
but
you
I
say,
think he's darn good.
Okay, well then what happened? So the trade request came in for Ben in the summer. It's now the middle of October, and
what
Ben is still
request?
Here. The trade request from Ben Simmons to be traded.
Right, for who?
I don't.
What were we getting for him?
Guess what? That's Daryl's job. He can't be on the team anymore.
We don't know if anyone was offering anything for Ben Simmons.
Daryl, is Ben Simmons going to play tomorrow night?
I don't care.
No. Answer the question. Yes or no?
I don't think so.
No, he's suspended. So guess what? They could have got you back, and it's better than what they have right now. They don't have a player.
I'm glad he's suspended. I hope Daryl Morey makes Ben Simmons sit in a chair on the end of the Sixers bench and watch every stinking game from that bench and look like the petulant little 12-year-old emotional moron that he is.
That's fine. And guess
and
what?
You know what?
I'd be okay
Josh
with that too,
Harris
but they could have gotten
more money out of his nose than Ben Simmons makes. So
they could have gotten something for him, and they should have traded him in the summer. Why won't you acknowledge it? Why is he still here?
Because they couldn't get anything for him in the summer.
But Daryl, wait a second.
What's
the value going up now?
No. What's Ben's value?
Is Ben's value higher or worse than it was in the summer? After today and this nonsense.
You know what? I don't think it's that much different.
So okay,
honestly.
So wait a second. So if it's worse, that's obviously a bad job by Daryl Morey. If you think it's the same, it's also a bad job by Daryl Morey because they look like a slapped ass right now.
You know what? I disagree. You think they look like a slap. I think they look great. Make him sit there and look like an idiot in the petulant little whatever he is.
Who looks like the idiot today across the NBA?
I think Ben Simmons
does. Well, I disagree, Daryl. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ben Simmons is what he is. Like, Ben Simmons looks bad. No, the Sixers look like they have no grasp on what they're doing. None. Like, if you have something that holds some sort of value, there's only three ways it could go. It could stay the same, the value. And I think probably Tucker would argue Ben Simmons' value is the same as it was in the summer. I would argue it's the same or getting worse. No one with the brain would argue it's going up. So what is Daryl Morey doing besides wasting time? That's what I don't understand. Is his value going to go up? Is his value going to go up? What do you think, Tucker?
I mean, probably not.
I don't think so.
But has anything changed in the last 4 months that would do it, right? Like, I get the whole idea that if you were going to trade him before, then just trade him, right? Like, if the value hasn't changed, and if Daryl Morey 4 months ago wasn't happy with the trade offers that he was getting, then why would you take it now, right?
Then when is the end game? What is the end game to this?
Well, something has to change, right? There has to be a seismic shift somewhere else. And I'm not saying that anything's going to help Ben Simmons' trade value immensely, but if someone else gets hurt, if someone becomes desperate, if someone else becomes available in a trade, we talked before about the December 15th deadline, yeah, where all of a sudden, you know, recently acquired players become available to be traded again. If another star player, not that Ben Simmons is necessarily a star player at the moment, but if a star player asks out and becomes just as desperate as Ben Simmons is to leave, and Daryl Morey can create a package around that, something can change.
Sure.
Right? Like things don't change. Think back to that James Harden deal, right? Ben or Daryl Morey sat on those assets for years. He acquired five first-round picks and waited for someone to become available. I think he's trying to do the same here, but it just looks terrible because as things are going on, the boat he's on is sinking because one of his own crew members is poking holes in the side of the ship.
So you're right, and I think smart and patient people generally sit there and say, if I wait, things will turn in my direction.
What's Sam Hinkie say about the longest view in the room?
He was right. I think that the longest view in the room is the best view. But sometimes smart people have to realize things might not also go. Like, Daryl Morey's a percentage guy, right? And maybe he thought there was a 60% chance things would break his way. Dame Lillard would ask out Bradley Beal, whatever, right? But guess what? When we say probabilities, and I say, just making this up, 60% chance it would break the Sixers' way. You know what that leaves? That leaves 40% that this thing would go to hell. I mean, someone called it earlier. Malcolm Brogdon signed a deal today. He can't be traded this year. I don't know if the Sixers are interested in Malcolm Brogdon. But, like, that was maybe plan F or G or whatever, plan D. Well, that's off the board now. The longer you wait, it may break your way, and it may go the opposite way. The Sixers practice today, the day before their first game, was sabotaged because the player wouldn't participate, and it's a circus. Like, this is not going well right now. Let's talk to Ryan in the Northeast. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on?
Ryan, what are you thinking?
So I do agree with the last caller about the Daryl Morey thing. I know that you're on the opposite side with that. But, I mean, like, the guy signed Seth Curry, and he's working with the pieces he had. You know what I mean? They were number one in the Eastern Conference last year. Right? And going into the playoffs, if I asked who the second best Sixer on the team was, we would all probably say Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have felt great about it, but yes, yeah, I think that's what he said.
But yeah, so he is like sort of an asset, and now how everything's panned out, his stock went way down.
Right.
And he looks like a baby. He's a clown. He really is
sure.
a clown.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Sixers are in a really tough spot. Now, I think it kind of goes to coaching. He's been here for 5 years. And the whole time he's been coddled, never been forced to shoot or try to shoot. Even in the playoffs, like, you had Doc Rivers saying how, like,
he's a treasure. You know, he's a treasure. Yeah,
like, he's a treasure. Like, come on, dude. Like, there's got to be a certain point where you push this guy to his limits and try to make him good. Whatever.
I agree.
So we're done with that. And also agreeing with the last caller, I think you just, like, let him sit there like a clown.
But how does that help you?
Because, all right. So right now you're going to get absolutely nothing for him, okay?
Yeah.
Like nothing at all. So the only thing I would take right now pretty much would be a really crappy team. Let's say like the Pistons. I would take a first-round pick from the Pistons and let them live a terrible life over there. That's what I would probably
do. Well, I mean, I would too. I mean, I'm at the point now, and Ryan, I get it. I'm at the point now where I don't care what they get back. He just has to be off this basketball team. But like the sitting him thing, again, the Sixers have to start thinking about what is best for them now. Like this platonic ideal of, oh, if we just play our cards right, we could hit a jackpot on this. That's not happening. Sometimes, and you know, Howard was singing Kenny Rogers last hour, you need to know when to hold him and when to fold him. And that's why I blame Daryl Morey for this. Daryl Morey is pretending that none of this stuff matters, that if he just waits this out, he's going to win a deal. Have we all woken up to realize there is a chance? I think it's pretty big. You may think it's smaller. That they're not going to win the deal. So if you're going to lose anyway, cut your losses. At some point, move on. This is impacting the season. They're playing a man down tomorrow night, and it's a distraction. I mean, those two things are facts. It's a man, they're a man down, and it's a distraction. This could have been done in the summer. I mean, that's the reality. Whatever the teams were, and we heard the reports, the Kings, the Timberwolves, the Cavs, whoever, the Spurs, like there were teams interested. I don't know what they were offering, but Daryl Morey held out because he thought he'd get something better. Right now, he's got nothing, and he has a disgruntled player who's obviously taken, you know, advice from his agents and acting like a child. I mean, this has been going on for years with this player where he doesn't do what we think he's going to do or get to the level we think he's going to get to. This is a joke. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Anthony, who's in Bucks County. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing?
Good, Anthony. What are you thinking?
Thanks, Joe, for having me, man. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, I got to say that the whole situation is just preposterous, honestly. And, you know, to kind of go off your question about who to blame, you know, I kind of think it's 50-50. I mean, I don't necessarily blame Daryl that much because I think – you know, just in recent sports history, you look at, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay and how he was, you know, reluctant to play and then ended up playing. You know, maybe he thought something like that was going to happen. But, you know, I think that, you know, it is more towards Ben to blame, in my opinion. I mean, he was picked one overall. He got a max contract. And, you know, in my mind, like, you have to capitalize on that. You have to be committed. You have to be loyal to that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's officially done in Philly. You know, you can't wake somebody who's pretending to be asleep. You know, the only hope now is if a team in the league is struggling on defense or, you know, needs a player, you know, for, you know, to feed, you know, a number one player on their team, you know, something like Dallas and Luka there or something, or Golden State. But, you know, I think otherwise, you know, the action right now should just be to bench him for the first couple of weeks or something and just see how other teams in the league play out. I mean, I think that's the only option they really have.
And that's probably that's probably where this is going to go. Like, if I had to guess, Anthony, I don't think he's ever going to play in a game for the Sixers again. Like, after today, I think this is – they're going to wait. I don't know when it's going to happen, but, yeah, he's either going to be told to go home or he's going to sit there on the bench and, you know, maybe have a fake injury or something. I can never see him on the court again for the Sixers.
No, me either. I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
completely agree.
It's a shame. I mean, and Anthony, I appreciate your phone call. It's a shame that we got to this point. It is a shame. And I'm not trying to – I don't want this to be misconstrued. I'm not trying to say Ben has no culpability in this. I mean, Ben Simmons is a professional that took a max contract from the Sixers and has decided to just act ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous today and yesterday. I mean, it's the opposite of professional. But I blame the Sixers for not realizing who he is and not seizing the moment last year to capitalize on whatever value he had. Like, I just think think about where Ben Simmons' value was. We had shows last year. We did, on this show, we did discussions. I remember it. Would you trade Ben for Harden? And those conversations happened, and I don't know what the percentage was, Tucker, but people called in and didn't want to trade Ben for Harden last, what was that, November? Early December, whatever it was? And now, like, Daryl Morey's in charge. He's been in charge for the last year. Think about where Ben Simmons' value was from then to now. In our eyes, in the league's eyes, he was a centerpiece of a conversation to get James Harden. And right now, he is here, and I don't know if they get anything for this guy. So his value, like, the idea of his value bouncing back, I would love to sit down with Daryl Morey and say, like, honestly, man, you think this guy's value is ever going back up? Because I just think it's going, this is a, like, think about the slope from last December to the playoffs to now. Like, this thing is sliding down fast.
Have you gotten to the point where as soon as they announce anything, right, whether it comes tomorrow, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, no matter what they get back, they could get back T.J. McConnell and a half dozen basketballs.
I love it.
I'd look at it and be like, you know what? I kind of like the fit. Makes sense to me.
As soon as I see the Woes trade, the Sixers have traded Ben Simmons, I love the trade. Who they get back?
A+.
I'm in. Great trade by Daryl Morey. Like, that's it. Like, the bar is so low. It is. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dante, who's at Philadelphia. What's up, Dante?
Yo, Joe. What's going on?
Hey, Dante. What are you thinking?
So, it's kind of hard to – let me ask you this. 3 years ago, would you have traded Ben Simmons?
Yes, I would have.
Why?
Because I didn't believe he was going to improve.
But it's hard for an organization to say they want to pass up on somebody who has the upside that Ben had. If you look at him like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, everyone's like, he's so developed with his passing, his rebounding, his defense. Everything he does so great except shoot. It's just he's so young. If you trade him and he turns into that player that everybody at the time thought he would be, then the Sixers look like idiots.
I agree. Right? Yeah, and that's why, I mean, just to go back in time, Dante, 3 years ago, if you and I had this discussion then, the kind of player I would have traded him for would be different than now, right? Like, because that potential was still there. So, you know, I would have said it in the context of, like, if you're getting another star, like a real star back, then you do it. But obviously it's changed now.
It's changed now, yeah. And it's hard now because his value is so low, you know, going into the offseason, and now with all this stuff that's just happened today, his value is lower. But the problem now falls onto, I think it more so falls on the Ben as to opposed to the organization, because it's hard for any organization, you know, whether it's 3 years ago, like I said, 2 years ago, last year, to pass up on that upside. You bring in Daryl Morey. You have essentially a new front office with Elton Brand now out. Elton Brand now reduced to a GM. You bring in a new coach with the hope of, let's give him one more year. Let's see if he develops and all this. He doesn't develop. Now he officially wants out. But you're not going to trade him unless you get what you want. But for Ben acting like this, it does nothing but to hurt his trade value. And that he should realize that himself. His agent, Rich Paul, who represents some of the top players in the NBA, should realize that himself, saying, if you want out, you are not helping your case right now. This problem revolves more on Ben Simmons as opposed to the organization.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. Dante, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, they're both being stubborn right now. Like, you ever watch an argument between two stubborn people? No one gets anywhere. Like, the Sixers are being stubborn because they're waiting for this magical moment to happen where someone offers a star. And Ben's being stubborn. I mean, our last caller is right. Like, if Ben plays along here, it doesn't hurt his cause. In fact, it helps his cause. I mean, this nobody looks good right now. The Sixers look like they're just a rudderless thing, organization again, which maybe they've always been. And Ben looks like, I mean, his stock across the NBA on the court over the last year and now off the court is as low as it's ever been. 215-592-9494. I blame the Sixers and Daryl Morey specifically more for what happened today at practice and this whole thing than I do Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons has tried to show us for years who he is, what he is, you know, the kind of person he is as an athlete and a teammate. He's shown us, like, he's made this clear that he's all about him. And the Sixers have decided and thought, yeah, we'll play it out. We'll be stubborn here and something good will happen. Well, today they look ridiculous and they start the season tomorrow down a man and this thing just, you know, kind of sputtering away. It's absolutely ridiculous. 215-592-9494. We get back. What was Joel Embiid's reaction to all this today? We hear from Joel Embiid, and we may have to isolate whether Joel Embiid was talking about Ben Simmons or just talking through how he felt today, because it was interesting. A missing comma, perhaps, in the quote from Joel Embiid. We'll talk about that. All your phone calls. Do you blame Ben Moore or Morey and the Sixers more? I blame Morey and the Sixers. They botched this thing. He should have been gone this summer. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.